MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Pepkor CEO Leon Lawrence. Results for 6 months ending March. Revenue up 3.3%, normalized headline earnings up 12.1%, 144 new stores. Leon, appreciate the time today. I want to come to those new stores, but first the KZN floods, which fall outside of the reporting period, but I imagine there must have been some impact for Pepkor.
No, surely there was impact for Pep. You know, one must just keep in mind that the DC that got flooded is only a Pep DC, and Pep has three DCs, you know, so it doesn't affect the whole group, but it does affect the Pep business. What has happened since? Obviously, that DC was out of operation for about 5 weeks at least. And it's still only back to limited operations. So obviously our service levels of some products in the stores have gone down, and that would affect the sales in the PEP business. But then, you know, we're also we're insured against business interruption as well. So the losses themselves would be covered by insurance, fortunately, but it does cause a lot of disruption in the business. What was great about the incident is how the DC recovered. And the commitment of the people and the can-do attitude of the people to get it back operating within 5 weeks, which was actually remarkable under the circumstances.
Now, I take your point on that. I want to touch on inflation, input costs. All the CEOs I chat to are struggling to varying degrees. How much are you able to, perhaps because of the slightly different industry you're in, sort of manage the inflationary pressures that we're seeing, I mean, globally?
Are we going to have inflation in our products or on our products? For the past two to four seasons, you know, our sort of product inflation have always hovered around the 4 to 5%. We estimate it will probably go up to closer to 8-9% for next season, which is from August, and probably the season after that too. So that's quite high for our consumer. Initially, that probably would have been higher, but you know, through re-engineering of product, changing of the contribution of different departments and price points, we've been able to contain it to about an 8-9% increase. But that increase is high, I agree, especially for lower income earners. Yeah. But unfortunately, you know, that's the environment that causes that.
The Pep Home, and we chatted about this when we chatted for your full year results, which would have been late last year. Sales growth up 27.2%. That brand within your stable continues to absolutely shine in what's a bunch of shining brands.
Yes, it's done exceptionally well. I mean, I think the last time we also discussed, you know, the sort of cult following that Pep Home has been able to get from consumers. That's not in their direct target market, a big online support and social media support that they have. So it's really done well. I think we can even do better if we get our stock holding right, because we've actually been selling too fast to you know, there's much more opportunity in the home business than we're utilizing at the moment. So it's very exciting, and it's going up to, it's becoming a sizable business now. We're talking about over 330 stores now.
You made 330 there. I mentioned up front 144 new in the period. You mentioned in the results of the 3 year you've opened 830 stores. That's solid growth. I mean, is that a sort of growth rate that you're anticipating to continue in the years ahead?
Yes, we're very confident of that. We work on an average of about 300 stores per year. This year will be 350 stores in actual. That's already been sort of signed up, and that's going to happen. So, yes, very confident that over the next 3 to 5 years at least, we can continue opening, let's say, on average 300 stores per year.
Your acquisition of Brazilian value retailer, as I understand, that was completed during the period, although it didn't really contribute much in the period.
No, it's still very, relatively small. Remember, it only applies, or it only came into our sort of accounting from the 1st of February when the deal was sort of done or signed off. So it's a very small contribution at the moment, but on an annual basis, on a revenue basis, probably 4% of our turnover at present. And we believe that in future, you know, as we grow that business, and there's a huge potential for it to grow, it will become a very bigger part of our business.
A last question, and a bit of your Paxi parcel, and I know we've talked about this before as well. How many parcels are you shipping now every, I don't know how you measure it, is it daily, weekly, monthly?
Well, we ship about 11,000 parcels per day.
Wow.
And that's substantially higher than we would have thought 4 or 5 years ago that we can achieve, you know, so we're quite happy with that. I still think that there's a lot of potential going forward, especially of third party, if we do third party distributions.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you basically then become the distribution agent for other large companies that's doing e-commerce. So I think there's a lot of potential going forward, despite the fact that it's already high.
Yeah, 11,000 a day. We'll leave it there. Jen Lawrence, Pepkor CEO, talking results to 6 months ending March.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.